cheese please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil spin the hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please in Color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to wherever you are in the world. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird that we like to call Cheese Please. You come for the crazy. Terrible music is our specialty. Well, not terrible. It's not...
Well, it's so bad it has to be good.
Yes, because some stuff just doesn't make it because it's really too bad. I mean, really too bad. Really great too bad.
Yeah, you can't do that, so you might as well stop.
I'm still leading in to who we're profiling this week. None other than Thurl Ravenscroft, who made a career out of saying one word. And we'll tell you all a little later on
what he made a career out of more than just that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We have so many things to talk about.
Oh, wow. And on the Limburger Lounge this week, we delve into the 1970s and a special tribute to an artist that was big in the 1970s. And that's what you would go to. You would get a little intoxicated into the lounge. And it didn't really matter what it sounded like. It's just like, yeah.
It was background music.
It was background. I'm just here to just like, oh, just enjoy my liqueur. Whatever. It doesn't matter how it sounds at all. Well, that's what it was like in the 70s, wasn't it?
You weren't old enough to be in a bar or a lounge in the 70s, so you have no idea what you're talking about.
I just go base it on TV shows that I saw back then. And it was like, everybody says, oh.
Everybody was having a good time.
Exactly. But we're starting off this week. Oh, we're going to Hawaii. Yeah, the Islanders, Hawaii. And Moon and Manakura coming up shortly. But we're starting off with one of those classic Hawaii songs, My Little Grass Shack, on...
Cheese, Please.
Why am I saying Hawaii? It's Hawaii, right?
Right.
Thank you.
so cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy in music.
Cheese, please.
Taking you to Hawaii without the high cost of actually going there with those two songs. And Moon of Manicura by the Islanders, and before that, My Little Grass Shack by the Islanders. One of these days we'll actually get to Hawaii.
That's not going to happen.
Why not?
We can't drive there.
Well, we can put the van on a ferry and go across the Pacific Ocean.
There is no ferry that goes to Hawaii.
Why not?
It's a long distance.
Oh, maybe...
A container ship, maybe. Ferry, not so much.
There's an idea. We'll put the van in the container ship and we'll just camp out in the container as we move across the Pacific Ocean.
That's technically illegal.
Oh.
Good try, though.
Worth a try. My name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please.
Oh, and our crazy ideas, I tell you. As we look at a profile, we haven't talked about Thurl for a while, but Thurl Ravenscroft was probably his most famous... I don't know, career?
His career highlights.
Yeah.
Try that.
Yeah, okay, his career highlights, undeniably the guy that said, right, for the Kellogg's Frosted Flakes commercials for many, many years. And of course he sang, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, for the Dr. Seuss thing.
The original How the Grinch Stole Christmas in 1966.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have more information, though.
Yeah, but he did tons of voiceover work and singing for Disney.
Oh, Disney. Oh.
I mean, he was even on, like, Disneyland attractions and also featured at Walt Disney World. He was kind of in the voice stuff of the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree, Mark Twain Riverboat, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, didn't he sing...
Disneyland Railroad and Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room.
Didn't he sing The Bare Necessities, The Simple Bare Necessities?
Probably.
Something like
he
that.
He sang in so many of the movies.
But, you know, he also cut records.
He did. He was actually a member of a four-man quartet called the Four Merry Men.
Oh, well. Hey, I don't know what to say other than that. He gets some he cut some religious albums, too. He's very serious on his faith. But he had fun, too, with some fun records.
Oh, he definitely had some fun records. I mean, he did one with Spike Jones called I Was a Teenage Brain Surgeon.
Oh, put that on the list.
He sang the opening songs for two Disney serials on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Ah.
Boys of the Western Sea and the Hardy Boys, Mystery of the Applegate Treasure.
Got it. But right now, we're going to play two songs that we actually have.
Yes. Are not Disney songs, I don't think.
No. We got Roberta Lynn with Thurl Ravenscroft and the Mellow Men and Fee-Fi Fiddly-Yi. Oh. Did I say that right?
Fee Fi Fiddly Io.
Oh, geez, I was worried there for a minute. But we're starting off with "Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash" by Big Joan and the Buzzards, a.k.a. Thurl Ravenscroft on
Cheese Please.
Walking down the main drag one night, I met a fine chick built just right. She stopped when I flashed my roll. I told her she could have all of my gold. She turned around and with a frown, she said, "This ain't no circus and I don't need a clown.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
So it ain't no need in your hanging round just to make a hit with that chick. I tried to get a Cadillac right quick. The man at the place looked so strange, asked $900 and some change. We disagreed, I tried to plead. He said, "I ain't no chicken and I don't need your feed.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
Now, baby, you're crawling way past your speed. Walking and accounting my butt, a man with a gun said, "Hands up." I tried to get away, but too slow. He got me and he took all my dough. I heard him shout as he cut out, "You ain't lost nothing, what you crying about?
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
But I'm sure gonna get me some more.
Some more, some more."
Cheesy music is our jam. Thank you for spending 30 minutes every week for tunes you wish you could forget. But you probably won't.
Cheese. He takes that old violin and tucks it under his chin at the barn dance, hidey-ho. All the folks that gather near him, all the folks that want to hear him.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o.
Now when the rondelay starts, he gives the fiddle in parts just to touch that saxophone. And the folks, they really feel it as they start to jig and reel it.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o.
Me, me and my Willie.
Willie.
We think he's a dilly.
A dilly.
When he started playing on our very first date, how we began hitting on eight.
So great.
Now of a Saturday night, come on and kick out a light at the barn dance, hidey-ho. Hear the fellow who is mellow as a copacetic cello.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o, i-o.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o.
Dandy.
Oh, when he started playing on our very first date, how we began a hitting on dates. Now of a Saturday night, come on and kick out a light at the barn dance, hidey-o. Hear the fellow who is mellow as a copacetic cello.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o, i-o.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o. Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o.
Cheese Please with Roberta Lynn, Thurl Ravenscroft, and the Mellow Man, and Fee-Fi-Fee-Li-O. And before that, on A Profile of Thurl Ravenscroft, You Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash, with Big John and the Buzzards.
Strangely enough, Big John and the Buzzards are actually Thurl Ravenscroft and the Mellow Men.
Ah, that's not confusing at all.
Well, when they released some doo-wop records,
yeah,
Mitch Miller made them change the name that they put on the records to Big John and the Buzzards.
Oh, Mitch Miller, the guy that hated rock and roll.
Exactly.
And he went, I remember hearing an interview in the 70s, he still maintained the fact that he hated rock and roll.
Rock and roll was a bad thing to Mitch.
It was in his blood.
He bleeds hate for rock and roll.
Oh, I'm setting up a horror movie, aren't I?
Yeah. And here's the funny thing. Apparently, at some point, a bunch of different record companies really thought that they could make Ravenscroft a pop singer.
Oh.
And they had him release all kinds of duets with very little known female vocalists.
Okay.
Which is where this Roberta Lynn cut came from.
Gotcha. I'm going to correct myself because I said earlier that I thought Thurl Ravenscroft sang the Bare Necessities. And apparently not. It was Phil Harris in the 1967 Disney flick. There we go. And I have to believe AI is correct.
Yep. I mean, Thurl was in lots and lots and lots and lots of different Disney movies.
Yeah.
But he was never really a main character.
Well, apparently I saw an interview with Thurl one time. You know, he would run into kids in the grocery store and the kids would come up and say, "Come on, do great, do great, do great." They're great! He would do that in the grocery store.
Because he was a good guy.
I wonder if he took home a box of Frosted Flakes when he did that. You know, he's in the grocery store. Hey, let's pick up some Frosted Flakes.
And hold it next to his face while he does it for the kids. Maybe you never know.
That's crazy enough. That's Starf Dude quality here.
I know. We need to move on.
My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and we need to move to this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
You just like cracking the stopwatch, don't you?
Well, if I don't, then things go horribly wrong.
Okay, fine. I don't have to like it all the time, do I?
No, you just have to do it.
In the Limburger Lounge this week, Stevie Wonder, you know, Master Blaster, well, yeah.
Many songs.
Many songs. That was one of his songs, Master Blaster, by the way.
Yes.
Anyway, we have the Lounge Salute. The group's name was by special request, and someone apparently requested a Stevie Wonder song. So much so that they decided to turn it into a medley.
And many songs.
Many songs. So hang on. If you have a alcoholic drink near you, feel free to indulge. And enjoy the Stevie Wonder medley on
Cheese Please.
Gentlemen, the music of Mr. Stevie Wonder. A boy is born in High Time, Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong and move it in the right direction. Living just enough.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, accepting the things not worth having.
By special request, we're not too sure who actually requested it, and the Stevie Wonder medley live in the Limburger Lounge. That's what it was like back in the 70s, right, Daffodil?
I have no idea. I wasn't there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Not really, but, you know, I got to humor myself and just come off something I didn't expect you to say.
Well, I mean, in the 70s, I was skipping rope, playing hopscotch and swinging on swings. I was not swinging in bars. Unless they were monkey bars.
Okay, let's just move on, shall we?
Yes.
It's this time, and well, let's do it. Yes. Open the glove compartment. I was digging my hole. I had to get out somehow.
Yes.
And we're ending off. Oh boy, that'll gross out people. Roaches.
Ew.
Well, that's the song. That's what the song's called. Jack Larson ending off the show this week.
Yes, this was definitely your tornado on the radio this week.
With a side order of insects.
And bugs.
Bugs. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Yesiree, we got a really, really, really big shoe here for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Right here on our stage, we're going to have for you a whole colony of roaches doing a toe dance for you. When I woke this morning, do you know what I found? Well, I found those cockroaches crawling all around. I found those roaches crawling around my bed. my baby put me down. I'm the saddest man around, and I won't stay here no more. No, no, no.
Roaches on the ceiling, roaches on my clothes. Quick, somebody help me, I got something on my nose. Oh, those roaches crawling round my head. I find those roaches crawling round my bed. Since my cupid doll put me down, I'm the saddest man around, and I won't stay here no more. No, no, no.
See my baby, tell her this for me. Give her lots of lovin' and send me DDT to kill the roaches. Crawling round my bed to kill the roaches. Crawling round my head since my baby put me down. I'm the saddest man around, and I won't stay here no more. No, no, no. Roaches, we meet in the cellar tonight. You, Dean, get in line. Roaches, forward march!
Well, I'll be a dirty roach.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.